Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. I'm a bit short on time today as I got sucked into a big project that I will hopefully be getting out tomorrow, so some things in this episode will be a bit rushed. We might also have to cut tomorrow's episode down to a narrow focus because I've got a lot of stuff going on. We'll see. Shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Your support is invaluable. More Humanity Forward endorsements today. I'm just going to run through the basics and let you look up their policy if they're in your area. Desiree Timms is running for U.S. House to represent Ohio's 10th Congressional District. Earl Blumenauer is running for U.S. House to represent Oregon's 3rd Congressional District. And Mondaire Jones is running for U.S. House to represent New York's 17th Congressional District. You can find all their websites in the links below. According to the Washington Post, Republican legislators heard at a lunch meeting that McConnell outright advised the White House not to work on a stimulus bill to save the American people and economy because it would interfere with attempts to establish his stacked partisan Supreme Court. It does not get any more clear than that. McConnell is telling the country to F itself because this isn't about America, it's about power. And he's getting his way so far. Barrett was unanimously nominated by Republicans in the Senate Judiciary Committee, with Democrats boycotting in protest from the blatantly partisan affair. There's no silver bullet for stopping disinformation in an era where the President of the United States gleefully spreads it on a daily basis and has popularized denouncing any conflicting information as fake news, but here's the basics of confronting someone who's spreading it. Fact-check it on a fact-checking website, for example, PolitiFact, and present the evidence in a non-confrontational and empathetic manner. As infuriating as it is to deal with constant disinformation, starting a fight will only drive them further into it. Show them some places that they can fact-check things too, and be vigilant yourself. Conspiracy theories and other misinformation come in all forms on both sides, and we are all vulnerable. As Mad-Eye Moody would say, constant vigilance. Yang sat down to speak with my own local Humanity Forward candidate, Marilyn Strickland, to talk UBI and other progressive policy. Link in the podcast description. Blair Walsingham put out a great ad today, very professional, inspiring, hopeful, and focused on small business, which is something we need more of from Democrats. Check that out as well in the links below. And finally, you remember that Yang Speaks episode with Justin Amash? I just finished listening to it, and I am now strongly advising everyone else to do the same. He gets into the guts of the causes of a lot of the dysfunction in DC, and it is essential information to anyone interested in getting anything done in politics, which would be all of you, I have to assume. Not sure why you'd be hearing this otherwise. It's also made me a big fan of Justin himself. Trust me, you want to listen to that episode. Also on Yang Speaks, the newest episode is a series of info-packed interviews with 5 Humanity Forward candidates that is fascinating, informative, and inspiring. Check it out. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Check out the new candidates, Blair's ad, and the Yang Speaks episodes. Send your love to McConnell. Do your best to contain misinformation. Help recruit other organizations to the cause and get everyone to sign the UBI petition. Flood Congress and Trump with calls, tweets, and letters using the Resist Bot or Income Movement easy contacts below. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, United Way, or the H3 podcast thread. And don't forget to Yang Daily.